Good afternoon, Local 304, and particularly my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Here I go again, Kenny Hodge, Branch President, Columbus, Ohio, with a Monday afternoon podcast for the audience. Let me start off by saying the Monday-Tuesday podcasts were originally designed to air at 8 in the morning. Be a little flexible with me. I have a lot of projects in play. And sometimes I have to move my schedule on a day-to-day basis, but I will always bring you the information as often as I possibly can. You know, we got a little joke in the office about every day I'm podcasting something. And again, what some find humor in, and it was good humor, I find as a, I take that as they're beginning to hear the message. Again, and let me clarify the message. The message is not only vote Kenny Hodge next local president. Now, if that's all you get out of what I podcast, then you're missing the real message. The real message is, mail handlers, come on, we have to open our eyes. I know Local 304 headquarters, they love that statement when I say, open your eyes. We have to open our eyes to what's going on around us. And again, we have to be vigilant in trying to understand and holding those accountable who we have elected to look out for our best interests. See, the day of we don't care anymore, I'm telling you folks, that day has gone. We're in a new day now. And we have to understand, what is it that we're going to care about? What is it that we're going to care about with respects to our union? Again, and I'm trying to narrow this in because I don't want to ask what is it that we're going to care about with respect to our entire lives. We can't address all that. But what is it that we want to care about with respect to our union? And let me tell you something about the concept of what I do. I podcast to make sure you are fully aware that I am a fighter. I am a very tenacious fighter. And when I say fighter, administratively, fighting for your rights. Because God knows I can't do any of that other kind of fighting that you talk about. But I'm an administrative fighter. I am a contract compliance officer. I am a person who understands that if this is what the rules say, then this is what we're going to do as often and as regular as possible. And sometimes, because that is my approach, it makes it a little difficult for some of the mail handlers that represent me. And I give you a classic example. And this is part of my motif, so to speak, on all my podcasts until this is fixed. And that is level 4 still doing level 5 work, unauthorized. I got to keep putting that word in there, unauthorized, because if you are level 4 and they want to put you on higher level, go get your money. But if you're level 4 and you just have so much unharnessed discretionary effort that you feel obligated to put yourself on higher level and go perform a task, see, that's the level 4s I'm addressing. Stop that. If management wants you on higher level, they will put you on higher level. And if they don't do that, folks, listen, you have to understand, you have to stop doing that. You hurt yourselves. You help the agency create or gather fictitious data that allow them to think that they don't need the actual number of employees that they need. In a quick example, you go to work, there should be 4 level 5s in your area, only one shows up. Call it what it may, again, this is a scenario, folks. Relax. There's 4 level 5s in your area. Only one shows up. How often do level 4s just get up on pieces of equipment to help dispatch mail? How often do level 4s just get up on pieces of equipment to help move mail around? And I want to say, it's a bit of a dichotomy, because on one hand, it shows that you have that tenacious attitude to get up and just attack problems or help find solutions regardless of the level that you're on. So that's to be applauded. But on the other hand, see, we work in a contract environment. Now, so I'm going to say, in a contract environment, what was perceived as being outstanding work ethics in a contract environment is actually eroding the solid base that unions are supposed to operate from. You see, we should have more level fives every day, but what we have are level fours just doing the level five job. Do you not see where that would hinder the post office from getting good, accurate data? Can you not see what I'm saying? So it's very important, and I know I'm using a lot of words to explain something very simple, but I'm taking my time to outline it because I don't want you to think that I'm trying to tell you in any shape, form, or fashion about not doing a fair day's work. No, that's not what I'm saying, because let me tell you something. Just to be, if we go by definition, if you're getting paid level four and you're doing level five work, you yourself are not doing a fair day's work. You know, as I'm sitting here at this microphone talking to you, a thought just occurred to me. And that thought is, the name of this podcast today should really be a all-out hand-clapping, foot-stomping celebration to the mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio. And let me tell you something, and I mean that very sincerely, because you hear me podcasting asking level fours not to do unauthorized level five work, and I want to make that clear. Unauthorized is the word. Never would I hinder anyone from progress. And if you're level four on higher level five, then that's progress. But anyway, if it were not for the mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, let's just stop and think. Do you realize that most of your sections inside that building were probably just shut down? Again, and this is not a wordplay or me trying to be slick with you know, talking to mail handlers. I really do mean it. If it weren't for the mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, that place probably couldn't open their doors. Think about how many units in there don't have supervision, but yet the mission gets done. That's no accident. Now, sometimes, again, when you are looking at eliminating jobs, maybe I'm not so anxious to step in and be your unofficial supervisor. So again, in 100% earnesty, I applaud the mail handlers in Columbus, the good and the bad, because collectively we make the mail handler group of Columbus, Ohio. And again, if it wasn't for that exceptional bunch of mail handlers, for whatever reason, take it upon themselves to ensure management's mission is accomplished. Again, I have nothing but mad love for you. Mad love for you. But open your eyes and look at it. Because all that you do, here's how the agency is going to reward you. Let's take about 7 or 8 more of your jobs away. Maybe more mail handlers will step up and make decisions to let the agency know that they don't need supervision. And they'll come back and maybe they'll take 10 more jobs away. Come on, mail handlers. Open your eyes to your work environment. So to the mail handlers of Columbus, Ohio, I say, this bud's for you. Now, let's talk about something else, and that is the landscape of what's about to take place in Citygate. First thing I want to bring up is, for whatever reason, Columbus management, they love to make global announcements when they decide that they're going to curtail, eliminate, regulate, attempt to manage overtime work hours. And it's such a, I mean, you know, I'm trying to find the words for this. Hey, management, if you don't want overtime, then simply don't schedule overtime. When you make the sweeping announcements, again, I'm sure you are calculating stressing out mail handlers just a little more. But I say to the mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, again, it is management's right to control the work hours. But with the management we currently work for, if you would just relax and stay calm, because they don't hire, because we are so short on actual complement, it is almost impossible, and I do use the word impossible, for them to manage that facility with the current staff they have and not use overtime. Again, if they really are sincere about not utilizing overtime, which is built into their budget, by the way. I'm sure Columbus has far exceeded theirs, but overtime is built into their operating expense. But if they don't want to use it, then they have to hire. So level fours, I'm going back to you again. Stop doing level five work and let management get a real opportunity to look at what actually takes place in a workday. And then maybe they'll understand that more level five drivers are needed, and they're going to make a decision either to put you on higher level or create more level five bids. And if you work this as I am outlining this to you, I guarantee we will see the results of this. And the results will be a favorable one when it comes to mail handler jobs. In Columbus, Ohio, always stay prepared and stay aware for additional managerial changes, because as the acting plant manager looks to formulate a staff that is in line with a lot of that craziness, for lack of a better word, that he's trying to put in play in Columbus, Ohio, you're going to see more managerial changes. You're going to see NBOs being moved from tour to tour as he try to find, he being the acting plant manager, his best fit per tour. And again, every time there's a new manager, even though there's one set of rules for the whole United States Postal Service, every time a new manager comes in, you have to adjust to the different manner in which that manager applies these rules and regulations. So, again, we just lost our level 26. He's with the creator. So that leaves a level 26 position open. And I'm going to tell you something. If they allow the current plant manager to fill that position, then you're going to get more of what it is that he's trying to bring, because he's going to find someone who has those same ideas that he has in. I don't think his ideas are beneficial to the service of Columbus, Ohio, but that's way above my pay grade. That's just my observation. But when it does come down to overtime hours, again, now this affects you directly, mail handlers on the overtime desire list. I'm simply going to say to you that while it is their right to regulate overtime, it is your right to ensure that they are in compliance with your overtime desire list. See, fewer number of hours of overtime available now sparks an interest in all mail handlers on the overtime desire list, because if the percentage of work hours that you're going to be allowed to work with respect to overtime is going to be significantly reduced, then you have to make sure that you are getting your fair share. And what I mean by that is you have to now be vigilant that they are following the exact rotation that's outlined in Article 8 for the overtime desire list. And you will find nowhere in that rotation where they pick and choose who it is they want to work overtime. And again, I say to the mail handlers who are fortunate enough that management continually brings you in, continue to come in and get your overtime work hours, work opportunities. But do not become upset at other mail handlers when they file grievances against management, not against you, for violating the overtime rotation. Hey, that's my podcast this morning. Just trying to keep you informed. Kenny Hodge, Branch President, Columbus, Ohio. I need your support as I continue this uphill battle to become your next local president of Local 304 National Postal Mail Handlers Union.